got for you here in the next half hour. Give us a call at 951-389-6, your brother. Five more minutes to tell me who sings that song. I got the best of you. It's 917 in the city. The phone number is 951-3896. You're doggone right, it's a habit. It's Smokey Robinson and the Miracles are back to light the fires of the Northern I-Corps from the Big 8-5 with your brother on a habiting. It is Smokey.
You make me feel just like I'm a luckiest man to ever live.
Pets are nice to have, but if your pet contracts rabies, it could mean big trouble. One surefire way to prevent this is by making sure your pet has all its shots. By keeping your pet's shot record up to date, you protect not only the pet, but also yourself and your buddies. However, if you do get bit, see a doctor immediately. Remember, rabies can be fatal, so don't take any chances.
It's called The Happening, and that's what we're doing. We're giving you all the insight on what's happening back in the world. And in the next couple of months, all of these are going to be real big. This is brand new, Believe It or Not, by Buddy Holly. Would you believe love is strange?
Love is strange.
Brand new sound by Buddy Holly. It's 9:24 in the city with your brother on a happening, and Gary Puckett in the Union Gap is not the correct answer to the little thing we got going. Who sings I Got the Best of You? If you can give me that answer, give me a call there at 951-3896, your brother on a happening. We haven't got the right answer yet to I Got the Best of You. Who did that song anyway? Well, I tell you what, you give me the right answer and I'll get you a request out here. 951-3896 and we'll play it again so you can get a better listen.
Teeth. What good are teeth? If you forget to brush them, they get dirty. If you never brush them at all, they decay and sometimes get painfully infected. It would seem kind of sensible to just let them decay and have them all pulled out, doesn't it? But wait a minute. Do you realize how frustrating and time-consuming it would be to gum a steak to the point where you could swallow it? How painful cracking nuts with your gums could be. Sure, you could get dentures, but remember,
ain't nothing like the real pain, baby.
Take care of your teeth. You won't regret it.
You bet your movie, you won't regret it. I'll tell you what, it's 9:27 in the city, and we're going to play our little old song again, and I want you to listen very, very closely to it this time, gentlemen, and tell me who sings this song, 951-3896, and I got the best of you. Puckett in the Union Gap, that's one thing. I Got the Best of You, it's a happening in the midst of it, right at 9:30.
A racehorse is the only animal known to man that can take thousands of people for a ride at the same time.
951-3896 is that number to call. Tell me who sang that song. The Osley Brothers gonna turn you on.
Hold it, baby.
In the Union Gap at Lady Willpower, 932. Now that is Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, would you believe? 1967 Sound Power and Lady Willpower. This is the Pup Tour, hitbound by James A. Baby Brown. Still haven't got the right answer yet. 951-3896. We're trying to find out who sang I Got the Best of You. We're going to put out a request for anybody that can answer that particular question. We're going to have to limit this thing, though. We only got about 10 more minutes, so hurry up, guys.
K-Pasa, Ron Riley's my name. I'm from WLS Radio Chicago. I thought we'd do an oldies show here for you. And I brought along in my left-hand corner here one of the biggest oldies I know, Clark.
Incidentally, this program is
Clark,
not being sent to the VC overseas. I want that known here and now. Ringo, Ron Riley, you're with us again.
Clark.
In body, but not in mind, unfortunately. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I didn't know you could read. Who taught you?
It's in Braille.
Hey, listen, fellas, I think the best thing to do is take this record, put it on a sound truck, and take it right over near the DMZ and play it loud and clear. You'd be surprised at things that'll fall out of trees.
You guys are probably saying, how come? Like, why? You know, we could have had K-rations, and they sent us this. Well, actually, we have had so doggone many requests down through the months for the two of us to sit down, defumigate the room, and do an oldies show for you.
Well, you talk defumigation, man. Start talking yourself. You're sitting right downwind from the window.
Got to tell you in the first place, really, if you were alive, you'd be a very sick man.
You should have seen Weber on the beach, man. Last time I saw legs like that, it was on a Thanksgiving turkey.
Thanks a lot, really. If it weren't for your very close veins, you know, you'd be a very colorless guy. They had a big one, man, and it's a great sound.
Oh,
out of the
quit
past.
Being an announcer.
I'm sorry, I lost my head. There it is now. I was just going to say, if you want to hang on to Sloopy, I'll hang on to the bear.
You know what happened?
What?
What evidently happened was the fact that, see, everybody in the world was said, hey, we want to hear about the WLS Riley-Weber feud.
Yeah?
And we sent in tapes out all over the city. So why don't you make a record about it? And up until now, the only record I ever had was the Chicago Police Department.
That's right. 3 years for lewd and lascivious. Oh, no, it was license plates. I lost it.
You talk funny, man. You're the only guy I know with a mouth like that, man. You're the only guy I know who could eat bananas sideways.
Are you kidding? I've seen a better-looking mouth than that with a fish hook in it. What are you talking about?
Speaking about fish, have you ever seen Weber's wife, Cobra?
Yeah, loser. There's a loser, friends.
I heard you got a dog for your wife, man. That was a groovy trade.
WLS all day is the very best way to hear the sports, music, and song. Weather reports all day long. Mama and Daddy know it's good radio all the time, all the time, all the time.
Well, you're a loser. What'd you give him this jingle?
Nice looking bunch of
Call 11-year-old fraud.
Channel 89 Radio Chicago. By the way, there have been some questions that that we've received letters on concerning your secretary and my secretary and Winky the Weather Bunny.
Oh, Baldy, tell him.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Look at this guy, man. He looks like an anteater without hair.
I beg your pardon.
If you ever take a look at that stuff by his ears, man, that's not really hair. That's his eyebrows unraveling toward the rear.
How would you know? Listen, here's the only man on our staff who for an underarm deodorant uses Raid. She can cry if she wants to.
You know, what was that you said?
How are you?
Having a little coffee? A little
I was just wondering about this guy next day. Yeah, there's guy Clark Weber here. I want to tell you a little bit about him, man. Mm-hmm. He's not only the morning disc jockey here on WLS Radio, the world's only Hertz Rent-A-Dust jockey.
Yes.
The world's first prehistoric disc jockey.
That's true.
But he's also a program director. He's my boss. Did you ever spell boss backwards? Huh? That's double S-O-B.
Riley, I've got to say this. You have come a long way for an nincompoop. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to one of the big ones from out of the past.
There he goes. Feel like an announcer.
Well, here we are, friends and neighbors. These are the sounds of the Beatles.
Hey, don't stop playing, Clark. Show you a real mind music. Hey, you know, I was just wondering. I thought, Clark, I thought, what would be a radio program without a contest? So I think here I'm going to start a new contest.
Here it comes, friends and neighbors.
All right. First, we give you a bottle of scotch, you see.
Right.
And then after you finish off the bottle, the contest starts.
Yeah.
You have to guess who you are.
Sir, that's of course the sounds of Mother Weber's oldest son, Clark, and Ringworm Ron Riley.
Ringworm Riley.
The only man in the world who's like completely out of it. The stork that delivered him was indicted for dope smuggling. Remember what happened after your father left the hospital?
Yeah,
right?
I remember that.
Cop pulled him over to the side of the road and arrested his old man for leaving the scene of an accident.
I was surprised the day I was born, Weber. You know what happened? Nobody was home.
Right. This is the only man in the world, ladies and gentlemen, who can't leave his two friends out in the studio.
Who's that?
Hagen Haig.
Chrome Dome. Listen. I want to tell you, you look just like a star. Yul Brynner from the eyebrows up.
Thanks very much.
You mind if we turn this thing over?
I'm surprised that you're here today, really. I thought you were going to be doing some serious drinking today. I see you've got your curb feeler cufflinks on again.
You know what? I want to tell you, man, I have heard from some very, very intimate sources that you are really, really an athlete, really a swimmer.
That's true.
You know every dive in town.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't talk about athlete if I were you. I understand you're the only man in the world who can throw a wet blanket the entire length of a room.
Well, I always say this, man. If you can't be an athlete, you can always be an athletic supporter. Interest, Weber, for you to be doing a show for servicemen. You, the only guy I know is 4F in the Peace Corps.
That's all right, baby. The next time they make that left-hand turn onto Wacker Drive, I'm going to volunteer. Here we are, two old Navy men. Do you realize...
Wait a minute. No, when you use old man, can talk about yourself.
Listen, how many guys do you know that you could walk up on the street today and ask them, were you there when they sank the Merrimack? And you knew, buddy.
I knew. I got it straight, man, straight from the horse's mouth that the only way you lost your hair was at Appomattox.
That was the wrong end.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
All right, listen, I tell you what we're going to do. I think it's time we roll it over and do the other side.
Oh, really? Well, that doesn't make you all bad.
Stand by one time. Let's go to side two, part one, and see if we can't pick up the chunks. Pieces, I'm sorry.
We'll continue with more music right after news at 2:05.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM.
AFPN. Strong America depends upon your support. Support through your purchase of United States savings bonds. Bonds help Uncle Sam to meet his commitments, and they provide security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a star-spangled savings plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, T-Row 200.
I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon. That's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 19, 1969.
Everything in this world nowadays is either immoral, illegal, or fattening. But if your girlfriend back home can diet down to 5 pounds, the folks won't have to pay the airmail rate to send her to you in Vietnam, since all packages under 5 pounds automatically come by air. Why send her by the more expensive airmail rate, when for 5 pounds or under, she can come by air at the regular mail rate? And depending on how much longer your tour is in Vietnam, she'll either have to diet, crash diet, or stop eating completely.
MACV Directive 58-3 prohibits American forces from riding as passengers on two-wheeled motorized vehicles, the only exception being bikes owned and operated by American forces. Protective headgear also must be worn. This is for your own safety. If you don't follow the rules, it's your neck that's in danger. Be smart and play it safe.
Sammy Davis Jr. in the shelter of your arms. Sammy Davis Jr. with the shelter of your armpit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an AFE and public service announcement. This is not an actual radio program. Had it been an actual radio program, we would have told you so. It's only at best. Well, it's 2:15 now with Jimmy Gilbert and his fireball group. This is Long Green. Long green fatigues, my long green t-shirt that's a little faded and a little bit too long. you know how they are. It's 218 Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass, with their latest Zazuera. Herbert Albert, the Tijuana Brass, is Zazuera. Nice, yes. It's 221 now.
Boy, we got this tent up just in time. Here comes the rain.
Yeah, grab that stuff quick.
Wow, looks like we're in for quite a wet spell this time.
That's all right. Let it rain. We did a pretty good job on this tent. It seems pretty cozy.
What's the matter?
Something tells me we are going to be spending a very damp evening. We got all the sides of the Grand Canyon up there. It ripped around those grommets.
Hey, man, what's the haps?
This tent looks like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Well, that's because you didn't let it dry out the last time you used it. You know, dampness causes mildew and forms a perfect place to breed fungus, which eats canvas and stitching. The best thing to do after use is to hang the canvas out to dry and inspect for rips and wear. There you go. I put some waterproof tape on those leaks. That should hold you for the night, but make sure you turn it in for repair as soon as possible. Take it easy.
Say, who was that guy?
Oh, that's Percy. Percy Marvelous. Those guys just call him PM.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't put you on it. You know I wouldn't. Prediction fans, how would you like to hear a prediction or two? I think this record will go up a couple of points on the stateside survey. This is number 7 this week. I'm talking about Neil Diamond's Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. It should go up to about number 6. Of course, you realize that I'm the same guy who said that Amy Mills is going to be the greatest lady wrestler ever, and that Phyllis Diller was going to win the Miss America contest, right?
Yes.
Neil Diamond and Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Well, you loved it 1 year ago today. Maybe you still like it. The association with everything that touches you.
Blockbuster.
2:29 now. Tommy Rowe and Dizzy.
Vehicle can sometimes be compared to falling off a log. You get so used to it, it becomes natural. Cruising down the road as your mind wanders to thoughts at home, your wife or girl at home. Usually a thought not actually on what you're doing at the moment. It's fine to daydream, but when you have a potentially lethal weapon under your control, you may just daydream yourself into deep trouble.
Believe it or not, with a song that is strong. 17th at the stateside survey. It's called It's Your Thing. It's 2:35. It's your thing. You can do what you want to do. Those are the Isley Brothers. That's number 17 on the stateside survey. Remember, it was actually September 1967 when Frank Sinatra sang this, The World We Knew. Frank Sinatra with a stateside souvenir, The World We Knew.
USAFI stands for the United States Armed Forces Institute, and it also stands to reason that USAFI can help you. Furthering your education while in the service is good business for the future. USAFI offers over 200 subjects on the elementary, high school, or college level. Your education officer has all the details on USAFI and its program of helping you.
Have you ever been charged by a mad bull elephant? Or have you found yourself in a lion's den lately? Most people haven't ever been in either one of those situations. However, everyone is confronted with mosquitoes each day, and they can be just as deadly. The orange and white malaria pills serve as your weapon of defense. Take yours regularly. The orange pills once a week, and the white ones daily.
Let's see, what was the first question in that commercial? Have you ever been charged by a wild bull elephant? Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I went into a department store one time, and there was this wild bull elephant selling clothing. And as a matter of fact, he overcharged me. This is Booker T, the MC. Booker T. Jones, the MG, that time is that. I always thought our clock was sober. It says 2:45 right now. Mom and Dad, you may be a little tired too. This is called Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's her latest from the Big VN. Incidentally, that's Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's by Mama Cass and her fat body. The Beach Boy.
Stand by for launch. In rapid review for you, AFPN's Capsule Countdown. America's Top 10.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Get ready. Stop to
nine.
Talk a while. Go way down. Run it back home.
Presentation of the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Saturday night at 8 p.m. when Panorama presents the top 30 records in America. The Stateside Survey on
ESPN is for happening.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network. From Saigon, Channel 54 AM, 99.9 FM.
ESPN.
Strong America depends upon your support. Support through your purchase of United States savings bonds. Bonds help Uncle Sam to meet his commitments, and they provide security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a star-spangled savings plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, 0800.
Good morning, I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson, and that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 21st, 1969.